Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're here about to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie. And Nikki.
And we're talking about millions of Android devices that have been infected with malware here. And I'm looking at some of these devices and I'm just like, you know what? It kind of makes sense. I can see it. They mentioned keyboards being one of the types of apps that people, you know, install or are looking for, and they end up with malware. While these apps promise to add new functionality to your Android smartphone, they actually push intrusive ads, subscribe users to premium services, wow, and steal social media accounts instead, according to Bleeping Computer. Bleeping Computer is a fantastic website. I used to use them back in the day for all of the, that's where you, if you get a virus or you want to be on the cutting edge of virus and antivirus and dealing with them, Bleeping Computer is the way to go.
So I'm just wondering how it, so it's saying that it was subscribing people for like premium memberships without their consent?
Well, yes, but it sounds that way because
their credit cards on their phones. I've never used Apple Pay.
Like, okay, so I'm like, well, how do you do that? Because you would have to put in your information and your card number, but people already have it saved.
Yes, yeah. Google Pay, or Google Play, rather. I think Google Pay does it. Yeah, yes. Okay, so Google Play is the app store that saves your credit card number, so all of those nifty 99-cent purchases for those 200 more gems, it's just a click of a button, right? If you had to put in your credit card information every time, these freemium apps would make a lot less money.
Yeah.
But they made it convenient. You know, this is 99 cents, and all you got to do is tap this button, and it's 99 cents, 99 cents.
And especially for little kids having their parents' phones, like, yes, they can just do it.
And there's also Google Pay, which is a payments processor sort of thing, similar to like Apple Pay and Amazon Pay and all of these others, where presumably if you go to a gas station or whatever, you can just scan a QR code and it will, you have your credit card information already entered into Google Pay, and it will take it directly from you. Presumably, or so we're told, that's somehow more convenient than just swiping your card. I don't understand that technology.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it's someone, like if you have your phone on you all the time, but you don't have your wallet on you all the time, that might make sense.
The one time I've seen it actually be useful was for like college kids. Because we are here in Keene, which is a college town. When I worked at a place in, you know, a little while ago, they would come in and they would use Apple Pay or Android Pay or Google Pay. And they would use their mom's credit cards,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, because you can do like the family thing where you can share your card with other people, which is also a terrible idea. Don't do that.
It is, but otherwise their mom has to get, you know, a second copy of their card and have to trust that it doesn't get lost and all of that.
I guess my parents weren't that, and my parents made me pay for my own pizza in college.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know how these kids do it. I sort of envy them, right? But they managed to do it. Every single day I would watch kids go into this gas station. They would just buy all the alcohol, and it was on their mom and daddy's
credit
card.
Must be nice to have rich parents.
Yeah, I don't know. These malicious apps were discovered by security researchers from the antivirus software maker Dr. Web. See, that's the problem. Dr. Web is it's legitimate antivirus software. If you told me,
it sounds like a supervillain.
It does. And if you told me to go to, you know, www.drweb.com and install their antivirus software, I would tell you no, because that's clearly a virus. No one who's making antivirus software is going to call it Dr. Freaking Web.
I've always just gotten a new phone when my phone started getting all slow. It seemed to happen to me all the time when I had Galaxies. Like, suddenly my phone would just be so slow. Like, literally the last phone I had was a Galaxy before I got an iPhone. And one of the reasons I just wanted to switch to iPhone was because it would be so laggy and slow that, and I think it's just because I didn't delete pictures or whatever, that I would try to accept something on Postmates and it wasn't registering my freaking touch before it times out when you're getting offered.
Oh, that's offered. Annoying.
As I understand it, I mean, it's just sort of commonly believed among younger people that the phones in particular are engineered to become obsolete after 18 months to 2 years.
That's what I always thought, because it'd always be like 2 years, my phone just, the camera quality went down. And
I've heard of people saying that before, too. Like, or they'll say the new iPhone will come out, and then they can tell that their phone is slower. I've never noticed that, but I've heard a lot of people say things like that.
It can be a gradual thing as well. I recently replaced my projector because it had a large number of dead pixels. I mean, I got tens of thousands of hours of life out of this thing, well beyond its shelf life, but it did have a lot of dead pixels to the extent where it became, you know, legitimately distracting anytime you wanted to watch something. And I didn't realize until I put in the new projector and hooked it up how badly the picture had gotten on the old projector. Everything was blurry and hard to tell. You couldn't read text, and it happened so gradually over the 2 years or whatever that I had it that I didn't notice until, you know, I had this new one. I was like, oh crap, look what I've been dealing with. So I could understand why when a new phone comes out suddenly, like, oh yeah, my phone is slow, isn't it? But that's a very different thing from a phone being designed to more or less start to degrade itself. And I imagine, I suspect it would be illegal for these companies to do that, but with all of the benchmarking tricks and secrets that they use, like, a lot of phones in particular, the Samsung phones got in trouble for this recently. For benchmark software is software that tells you how fast your phone is, basically. They were allowing cheats to be used. They were white flagging particular benchmark software apps to let them perform better than it would actually perform if you were playing a game that was that demanding of it. Like, it was like, oh yes, we're getting 60 frames per second, everything's running beautifully, you're not getting hot. And it was because that phone knew that that was benchmarking software, so it unlocked everything. But when you were trying to play a game, you weren't going to actually get that level of performance.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, they got in trouble for that one. And there are all sorts of little things like that where, like, well, no, you use a lot of your CPU, so it's degraded over time, and maybe there is a little bit of shady programming going on. I don't know. But it certainly does happen. In my experience, I've never had a phone last more than 2 or 3 years before I really felt like it needed to be upgraded. I'm not the type of person who has to have the latest and greatest phone. It's time for a replacement. Although Google has removed most of these bad apps from the Play Store, most of them, you will still need to uninstall them manually if you have any of them on your Android devices. I would suggest, I mean, if you've taken back your social media accounts and your premium services, just reformat your phone. It's really not that intrusive, in my experience, to reformat one's phone. It's easier to do that than it is to reformat my PC, for example. I don't have to back up nearly as much because Google, for better or worse, does automatically back up most of my stuff for me. Most of my photos, my text messages, all of that stuff, it is backed up, or I have a backup of it already that, you know, I can't use. Like with Signal, it's particularly what I'm thinking about. I can't use it, but if I wanted to reformat my phone, in theory, I could just wipe it, install Signal, restore my backups, and be good to go. The total half an hour, maybe an hour at the most. So it's a number of different photo editors. And this is fascinating to me because if you want me to do more than, like, scribble on a photo or crop it with a phone, I can't do it. Like, Bonnie, you one time you sent me a video that you had
screen recorded.
Yeah, you had screen recorded part of this video and you sent it to me. And I made a joke about it not having audio because I thought that Mark had done it. But honestly, I wouldn't know how to screen record my phone like that. I've never even looked into it.
Well, iPhones just have it. in with being an iPhone, so that's one thing I really wanted when I didn't have an iPhone was, I think you have to download an app on a Android or something to get that feature, but whenever I saw somebody screen recorded like their text messages and them scrolling down or something, I was like, oh, I need to get an iPhone because of that.
Real quick, you gave me laser eyes for my social media profiles. Did you do that with your phone?
I did it with a website, but I don't remember which one.
There's more coming up, 603-283-6160. It is free.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You're about to take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And next year, coming up, ForkFest is going back to its roots, moving back to the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I'm thrilled about this. It feels kind of like a Pyrrhic victory, though, because, like, I said last year that we needed to do this, and everyone disagreed with me, and, oh, look, it turned out I was correct. Not that I'm saying I was correct, but...
Told you so.
Yeah. But it is a great time, and I'm thrilled to see it moving back. Like, this year, so many people were messaging me, like, the Thursday before. They're like, hey, I'm going up. When are we going to see you? And I'm like, dude, I'm going up Sunday. What are you talking about? Well, why are you going up? But the pre-party of the Porcupine Freedom Festival continued on, and that when you add that plus the Porcupine Freedom Festival plus ForkFest, it wasn't just 2 weeks. Like, because for whatever reason, people would rather go up there early. That seems to be the common thread.
Because it seems like ForkFest is a big party, and like you don't want to be like, I'm still here.
You mean Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Yeah, it's like, I'm still here doing ForkFest. Instead of, oh, we already did ForkFest before. I mean, I didn't really have an opinion last year because I had never been, but... It just seems obvious to me it should be before. Fork should be before pork, because nobody wants to do another week of something when all the energy just boiled down.
It didn't boil down the first time we had it behind. ForkFest for the Flippening, the first year that it occurred after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, was hands down the biggest year for ForkFest. We had a live band there. There was the fireworks show. The energy there was phenomenal. There was a huge crowd. We didn't know how many people were there because they were locals or whatever. We had no idea, but everyone had a great time, and the vibe was phenomenal. Even Mark was there for this, right?
That's how you know.
Right. Because Mark hates Rogers Camp. He loves Rogers Camp, right? Don't get me wrong. But from what I can tell, he hates being there. I don't know.
He hates being in New Hampshire.
That's a good one. I don't even know if that was it, because he was willing to be in New Hampshire, like, this past ForkFest, but he didn't want to be at ForkFest. But anyway... You're not just taking into account the Porcupine Freedom Festival and then ForkFest, which is two full weeks of Rogers Campground, which is great. I love Rogers Campground, don't get me wrong, but what I've decided is that it's the 2 weeks plus two weekends that's just too much. Whereas if you have ForkFest beforehand, then it's a weekend, a week, and a weekend again. It's a week sandwiched between two weekends, and it's manageable.
I'm not understanding how that's different.
What do you mean?
It feels the same to me.
Either way,
it's 2 weeks.
No, if you have it beforehand, it's not 2 weeks. It's just the weekend before. It's like 3 days before, plus the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, I get what you're saying now.
But having it during the week, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, those are slow, miserable days. I mean, those are the days when people want to do their laundry and they just want to relax or whatever. And that's usually how ForkFest ends up happening. On day one is people relaxing and, doing their laundry because they've been there for a week or whatever. But it wasn't just those 2 weeks, because people did go up early. And then it's 2 weeks plus the weekend before. So it's not 14 days at that point. It's 18 days or 19 days. It's like, no one. People are talking about spending almost a month at this place at this point. It's no wonder that participation, fell off a cliff. So it's a great time, and we're moving it back to the beginning. Well, unofficially, because there is no one in charge of it. I'm going to be promoting ForkFest as the pre-party again, and I'm looking forward to it, because one weekend, then, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, just sort of chill and get your bearings, and, it's ramping up into his thing. The ramp-up this year was absolutely phenomenal as well, right? Normally, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are kind of slow days. This year, Tuesday, was basically at peak capacity at Rogers Campground. So check out the unofficial website at forkfest.party. It's going to be a great time. You're more than welcome. There is no ticket cost. The libertarians are going crazy swapping Rogers Campground. I was stunned to realize this. On August the 1st, that was when Rogers Campground began taking reservations for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and for ForkFest. That's why we were waiting to advertise it until, you know, people could actually book. Mm-hmm. We had our site booked, but that's because we're Free Talk Live and we work directly with Crosby in order to bring people there and do this sort of thing. So, obviously, but we didn't want to tell people about it until people, but what I was, so, I woke up that day and people were like, I can't get through to Rogers Campground.
Oh my gosh, because there are probably hundreds of people calling them.
Yeah, like, guys, can you guys chill out? It's August the 1st.
I mean, we actually, because we're having our wedding next year at ForkFest, so we sent an undercover agent to Rogers to go in person to book our campsites because
did
we called.
I know who you are.
Yeah, exactly. A local.
Undercover?
A North Country local. But just because we were going to, you know, we were waiting for them to call us back, and I'm like, I don't have time for this. All the good sites are going to be booked. So,
sure.
But I know people, so it was fine.
So I would recommend not. But I mean, they're also really cool at Rogers Campground.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, like we wanted Site 30 this upcoming year, and they're like, no, Kirby's Q is going to have Site 30 because everyone knows, you know, when that's Kirby's Q site. And I disagree. Because
I kind of respect that, though, that they're like, nope, you know.
I don't respect it because it's inaccurate.
Okay, well.
2 years ago, that was the Free Talk Live site. That's where Free Talk Live was. And Ian and I were there. Jazzy was there right underneath that tree. That's where the site was. The next year, Kirby's Q was there. And then the next year, which was this past year, just a few weeks ago.
It was only the second year? Of Kirby's Q there?
They were only there 1 year.
Oh.
It was Free Talk Live there 1 year. Then it was Kirby's Q. And then it was just some other random people because Kirby's Q wasn't there this year.
Yeah.
So it was just some random people camping out there. They're like, well, this is Kirby's Q spot. I was like,
but it's not.
They've had it one out of the last 3 years. We've had it one out of the last 3 years. But it's not worth fighting with them about. And I love them.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, fine.
Well, and I guess my point was, like, if you've been going to ForkFest for 15 years, you always get the same site, you're vending, I respect them catering to those people because they're OG ForkFest goers and they've been serving the community for 10 plus years. Yeah. I respect the seniority of that.
Absolutely. I agree. The alternative was someone floated the idea, well, you know, how about Wormtown, which is this. They sell tapestries and gems and cool rocks and it's a hippie shop, right? But that's where they've always been. Every year I think that I've attended ForkFest, going on, you know, 7 years coming up this next year, Wormtown has always been in that spot. I would feel so guilty if we took that spot from them.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, that's their spot. That's where I know to find them. And I love those guys. They're awesome. And I didn't intend for this to take up the entire segment, but ForkFest is a great time. And I'm looking forward to it. Come hang out with us one way or the other. I mean, it's either going to be irrelevant to me or Ian and I will be there putting on the show. So ForkFest.party if you want to find out more about it. There is more coming up here. We're going to talk about these kids who drank floor sealant because their school served it to them, somehow thinking that was milk. Absolutely disgusting, these poor kids. We're going to talk about that and more. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Historic flooding in eastern Kentucky last week left many without power, shelter, or access to water. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell says emergency crews are working to restore access.
All across eastern Kentucky, emergency crews are making a Herculean effort to restore access to power, roads, and running water.
A heat advisory has been issued for the area. Cooling shelters have been set up as many are without air conditioning. U.S. warships are stepping up patrols near Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left the country. At least five U.S. warships, including the San Diego-based USS Tripoli, have been patrolling the waters near the island in what the Navy calls routine deployments. The military presence comes as Chinese leaders expressed anger over Pelosi's visit. USA Radio News. The suspect of a 4th of July parade shooting north of Chicago is pleading not guilty. Robert Cremo III appeared in court on Wednesday, almost a month after the shooting that left seven dead and at least 30 others injured in Highland Park. The alleged murderer is facing 117 felony charges and faces life in prison if convicted. His next court date is set for November 1st. As school begins across the country, one state is defending its actions.
Utah's largest public school district is defending its decision to remove 52 books that some parents view as pornographic. The Alpine School District has roughly 84,000 students. It's about a 30-minute drive south of Salt Lake City. The district decided to pull the books by 41 authors from its library shelves after an internal audit flagged them as sensitive material without literary merit. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're about to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And it's been a while since we got suspended from YouTube, I think we're suspended from Facebook right now. That's because I'm suspended from Facebook, though, which happens fairly often because Free Talk Live stream, Facebook is stupid and they won't let us just stream through Free Talk Live. It has to be Aria streaming through Free Talk Live. It's so stupid. We're constantly having to deal with this sort of nonsense, constantly getting suspended from these platforms.
I think it's like been over a month then for you.
Oh, yeah, it was a 60-day suspension. I mean, I'm up to 60 days at this point. Doing pretty good, I think. Eventually, they're just going to delete my profile, I think. And I mean, you can't delete it yourself, but they do threaten you. You know, if you keep violating, we're going to delete your profile. All right, well, let's get that show on the road there, Facebook. I mean, how many times do I have to, you know, say things that you don't like before you actually do something about it? But we are on Odyssey. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. That will take you directly to our channel. And there we don't have to worry about being censored. We don't have to worry about any of this nonsense. Like we did the topless She Talk Live episodes from the Omdusia studio at one point, and they were phenomenally successful, and Twitch wouldn't have allowed that. DLive would not have allowed that. YouTube wouldn't have allowed it.
The only thing with Odyssey is that they wouldn't allow boobs to be the thumbnail.
And that's understandable, right? Because some people are there at work and they don't want to, you know.
I'm still a little offended.
Well, at least it wasn't library, right? Just Odyssey. Like, because on library,
well,
you can
library,
just be...
we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, you can see things I probably shouldn't say on the radio.
Probably not.
On library.
That's video.freetalklive.com. That takes you directly to our channel. But let's go to the phones. We have Ben on the line from, if I can figure out which button to push. We have Ben on the line from Massachusetts. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey. A couple things. Bonnie has mentioned in the past that she is available to give dating advice, and I'm kind of curious to see, you know, what she has to say about that. But I also
she is for a little while longer, at least.
Well, what kind of, like, do you have a specific question? I think I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, totally. I appreciate that. Well, I wanted to say, a couple weeks ago, you all were on the air together, and you were talking about dating apps, and you made some comment about how men can hide their height if they're short. And then Nikki said something like, that's how they get you. And that definitely hurt because I'm a 37-year-old short man. So that was painful.
I just want to say I apologize for that. I was just making a joke. I have nothing against short guys. I've dated short guys in the past. And so I just want that to be on the record that I was just making a joke.
Yeah, no, I understand that completely. I don't hold it against you at all. I don't mean to, you know, make a big deal out of it, but I don't know. I'm just
no, I
curious.
Think it's a fair criticism. I mean, your height is something that people can't control. Like, you can gain weight, you can lose weight, you can exercise, you can do all of these things. You can dye your hair, you can put on makeup, but you can't change your height.
I've just learned to not, you know, take things to heart that are other people's preferences. Like, I used to think that, like, there's this argument online, mostly just online, because people in real life don't care this much about this crap. But there's an argument online that you're racist if you have a preference for, like, races in dating. And I just think you're lame if you have a preference for races, because it just seems like you have no idea that there are so many different looks of people even within one race. You're just an idiot. Not you, caller, just a person.
So to clarify, you don't think it's racist. You think it's just silly.
It's just silly. It's like people who don't get out enough.
See, I use the definition of racist of, you know, distinguishing on the basis of race. And I realize that, you know, that's the new definition. The old definition is a position of superiority and inferiority or whatever. I don't view it that way. I think that, you know, differentiating people on this basis is racism, and it doesn't necessarily have to be good or bad. If you're making that sort of discriminatory assessment, then it's racist. And because of that, I would say that not all racism is inherently bad, I guess. Oh, I'm going to really hate that I just said that. But, like, if you were to say something like, well, I love hanging out with black people because they're fun to hang out with. They're lively and energetic, and they're really friendly or whatever. To me, I would say that's a racist statement. It's a positive statement.
Okay,
I
see where you're going here.
A racist one.
Like, it's discriminatory, definitely, and it's definitely making a blanket statement that shouldn't be made that's not negative. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate that. And, you know, of course, everything these days is loaded. Like, anything that a person says could be, you know, assumed to be racist or sexist. I mean, of course, our language is very much under scrutiny all the time, but... I guess I'm just wondering, like, I've had a lot of loss in my life, a lot of trauma. You know, you've said a couple of times, Bonnie, you're available for, you know, for dating advice. Like, what does a 37-year-old short man do right now to look for a good woman to be with?
I would not just write off online dating if you don't feel like you're meeting people in real life. I know lots of people who have met people that they end up marrying from online. I mean,
are you saying he should try online dating?
Okay. Don't write it off. Like, I know so many people who are like, I'm, you know,
well, is this actual online dating? Because I've tried some of these online dating apps, and they're hookup apps.
Well, even Tinder.
But like, there's like plenty of fish, and like, there's other, like...
No, you can meet people that you want to date on Tinder. You just put it in your bio, like, I'm looking for something serious. If somebody just wants to have sex, you just don't talk to that person. Move on. I mean, like, I know a lot, like, more than three people who've gotten married that met on Tinder.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've seen that a bunch, too. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's just, I don't have, like, a complex about it. I really don't. But it's one of those things, you know, that does stay with you throughout life. Like, the fact that, you know, if you're a tall man, you have a huge advantage when it comes to
everything.
Getting with women. Yeah, well, everything, pretty much. I mean, tall men make more money. They get more women. Like, so...
It's kind of so stupid, too, because being tall isn't, like, typically it's not actually a good, it's not, like, a useful characteristic. Like, there's, I mean, like, certain things, like, maybe, like, having more money or being funny or having a good personality, like, those things I can get, like, yeah, that makes a person attractive. But height, it's just, like, I know it's, like, a stereotypical thing. Like, so many girls are like, I will only date a guy over 6 foot tall, but... To me, it's like, does that really matter? It's just such a...
I don't even recall making this statement. Like, I don't recall saying that. The person I dated before, Ian, was like 6'6". And I've also dated guys
I believe
like,
you said that Nikki made the joke.
Oh, well, either way, I just wouldn't take it personally. Like, there are people who will only date a certain race. There are people who only date certain hair color. And you they're just not for you. That helps you. Like, that'll, you know, if somebody says, I don't want to date a short guy, that's way less work you have to do than to actually date them and find out they're a crappy person or something. Like, if they had just...
I don't think it's a crappy person.
I don't want to date short.
I think it's okay to have preferences.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Like, and we currently live in a society where, I mean, it kind of isn't considered okay to have preferences. You are considered racist if you prefer to date white people, or if you prefer to date women, or if you prefer to date trans people or whatever. You are considered homophobic or transphobic or straightphobic or racist or whatever. And can we step back and just admit that, hey, it's okay that you like brunettes?
I just meant, if you don't have to get to know that person and find out they're not for you if they immediately are just obviously not for you. Like,
if they put in their profile that they don't like short people, you mean, yeah. That's one of the things I like about online dating. It can be a time saver. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's been Aria,
it's Bonnie,
and Nikki.
And did you know we have our own social media server? You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. You're not beholden to your tech overlords like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. We were just talking about they love censoring us. So we said, screw you. We'll make our own social media platform. That's not to say that we're not still on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all of these other, because we are. If we have the reach, I mean, and we do, there's no reason not to use it, just to burn it to the ground and, you know, ignore the 60, 80,000 followers we have on Twitter or whatever. That would be silly. But if you want to actually communicate with the hosts of the show, and, you know, whoever's sitting at the FTL account on Mastodon, you're going to want to do that on our social media server. That's social.freetalklive.com. And there you can share your thoughts and opinions no matter what they are. We're constantly, not constantly, but fairly often, we're hit with reports from other Mastodon servers about some of our users saying things that they don't approve of. One of our users was called a Christian fascist or something. The Christian / fascist was what they called this person. And I looked and it was like there was nothing that they posted that was even remotely fascist. This
people
is
think
a
fascist
libertarian.
Means bigot. That's how people have been using fascist. It's like to replace the word bigot. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, it seems strange to me, certainly, that they would lump Christian and fascist in the same category. I'm generally no fan of Christians. And the way that the Christian mythology and the teachings of Christ were corrupted and co-opted by the state and state interests. However, Christianity is pretty far removed from fascism. Jesus was the dude who used whips to chase the moneylenders out of the temple and who's talked about the ideas of love and forgiveness. Those are not things that fascists are very big on.
He also said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and if people all did that,
He did, but it's unclear what he meant.
I'm saying if people all did that, just start using a different currency because that's Caesar's crap.
Well, see, that depends on your interpretation. It wasn't Caesar's crap, would be what a lot of Christians say, because it belonged to God.
No.
And his implication was, you know, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but it's not Caesar's, it's God's. That is the more modern interpretation mm-hmm. that I've heard, that people like Jet put on it. And you know, that was the interpretation I first heard from Will Coley of Muslims from Liberty. And I'm like, you know, that sort of makes sense. But I don't think that's actually what he meant, but who knows?
I think Jesus is Satoshi Nakamoto. He already came back and he gave us cryptocurrency because he tried to get them to do it back then.
But let's keep going with the phones. We have Jamie on the line from Alabama. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I heard that Starbucks is sending money out to abortion clinics.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I heard on some other radio station.
They've been doing that. Like, when I was a little kid, my parents were always like, we don't shop at Starbucks because they give money to abortion clinics. I think they've just always done that. It's like part of their...
Not surprised.
It does sound plausible. I mean, a lot of these large corporations, they do stuff like Chick-fil-A, they give to homophobic groups, and that's why I don't go mm-hmm. to Chick-fil-A. If you don't want to fund abortion clinics, I would certainly suggest, you know, not going to Starbucks.
Right, exactly. And I also heard that certain televisions, you know, the one that uses Wi-Fi to watch their phone.
Like a smart TV?
There's like a camera, a little built-in camera on the TVs. That people can see and get your password and all this and that and your information and stuff.
I don't know about recently, but there certainly was one of these smart televisions a number of years ago was in trouble for doing something. I want to say it was a Samsung television, but I don't remember.
I remember that too, but which one.
Yeah, my television doesn't need a camera, and if my television had a camera, I would get a new television that did not have a camera.
Well, nowadays, everything's smart. There's like the smart refrigerators that have a camera, and you know, yeah. I know Aria talked about a smart water filter that... You have.
It's not smart, but it's Bluetooth capable. And
it's unnecessary.
It's completely unnecessary. This whole...
You have that?
I get, yours probably has that as well, because I'm pretty sure we have the same water filter. Or a water purifier.
What would be the point? I don't get it.
It's just spy on you.
It tells you how much, when it's time to replace your filter. It's for people who can't flip it on and look to see whether the light is green, yellow, or red, I guess. I don't know what the point of it is. That was the first direction when I bought this water purifier. It wasn't how to connect the stupid thing to my faucet or anything like that. The very first direction was, go install this Bluetooth app. And I went, no, I want to install the water filter. Jamie, thank you so much for the call tonight. I don't know about, you know, smart televisions monitoring people or something. I'm in the middle with my television. It's not a smart television, but it's not a dumb television either. It has apps, essentially. It has the Netflix app, the YouTube app, and all of this other stuff, but it doesn't do any of the thinking. It just goes where I tell it to go. So I don't know if that qualifies as a smart television. Like a smart fridge will let you know how much orange juice you have left or when it's time to replace your orange
juice.
Oh, I hate
that. That's so creepy.
Heck no, yeah, no. I think the most egregious that I've heard is those little vacuums that go on the floor by themselves.
Oh, yeah, the Roombas?
Like, those are pretty cool, but they put a mapping feature to where it just maps out your house. It has its own map of your house in its head. Yeah, nobody needs to know what the layout of my house is.
Well, I kind of get it for the Roomba because it's trying to efficiently vacuum your floor. So it kind of
makes sense. But it's connected to the cloud. Like if it was
still
just
creepy, yeah.
Just something that, you know, couldn't get out of it would be one thing.
Well, never mind that the cameras, right? Aren't the cameras on them reporting to Amazon and they're like constantly recording what's going
Roombas
on?
Roombas are?
I'm pretty sure, right?
Oh, I haven't heard that.
If they're mapping your house and they're sending it to Amazon, we know they have cameras because that's...
Well, they probably own the cloud thing that it's on.
Who, Amazon?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Amazon's one of the largest cloud servers in the world.
I was assuming it was mapping it from the movement of the Roomba moving around your house.
Well, I'm sure they're doing that, too. But they also do have cameras that are, you know, looking around and seeing everything. And I'm sure that, you know, they're sending that. I don't know that, but why wouldn't they send that data back to Amazon the same way they do everything else?
This is why I just sweep my floor the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I don't want any of this nonsense, right? I have a printer that it just prints, and that's all it does. I don't need
imagine
it,
that.
Yeah, I don't need it to be a 4-in-1 scanner slash fax machine slash copier slash printer. No, I just need it to print. I have a dedicated scanner that all it does is scan things. The all-in-one that we have here at the studio, I'm amazed that it just works. It's one of the few printers I've ever seen that you want to print something, just click print, and miraculously, it will work. Usually, you have to get one of these old, dedicated, all it does is print types of things. So, this whole Internet of Things, I hate it, and I don't think the world is prepared for it. They think they are. They think they want it. But
it's
the vulnerability, it's going to create. We're talking about people who are getting viruses from downloading, you know, photo imaging software. Can you imagine when you can't open your fridge because it got a virus and now you have to send 0.003 Bitcoin to this ransomware before you know, give your hungry baby their formula letter? We laugh. That crap's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. You will be riding in your little self-driving car one day and it's going to come over the radio. Hey, by the way, you just got ransomware. Pay us a half a Bitcoin or we're going to fling your car into a tree with you in it.
Natural selection.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was mean.
But all of these things are coming, sadly. But we also have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you get to end out tonight's show. What's on your mind?
Yes. So they figured out the 8 missing women, like 15 years ago.
Is this going to be a depressing story, Sarah?
I don't know, but it's... I think they're figuring out they probably murdered and buried like the 13 other women that they dug up.
So murdered women, you're not sure if that's depressing.
So we're talking about 21 murder. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I don't want to end the show talking about, you know, murder.
It's just like I never find murder stories, like, unless it just happened, to be like news. It's like people get killed and what are we going to do about it? Or what are we going to do about that somebody already got killed? It's just... people hear that on the news, get really upset, and then they want to go get everyone else upset, and it's like, I just don't find it news.
Well, I mean, people get murdered, it can be newsworthy, but it's not particularly something I want to... I don't know where Sarah was going to go with it, because I don't want to see her having a conversation about 21 dead women whose bodies were uncovered in the New Mexican desert. Like, Sarah, come on. Yeah. This is what you...
That's why we live in New Hampshire, where stuff like that doesn't happen.
Yeah, Sarah, you don't have a job, you don't do any drugs, you don't drink or any of that stuff. Is this what you do? You sit around your house thinking about 21 murdered women? Come on now. Do better. We're out of time for tonight, though. You can continue on the conversation with us on our social media server. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com if you want to carry on the discussion. It's just, you know, don't talk to me about a bunch of murdered women. It's depressing. I want to be happy thoughts. Happy thoughts.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.